This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Deadly tornadoes.
All these businesses in downtown Salford have been wiped out.
New airstrikes.
Ahead of a possible ground offensive in the southern Gaza city of Rafah.
Tight presidential race.
How do these candidates make you feel? The top answer for each of them was worry.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Death and destruction in Sulphur, Oklahoma, a city with about 5,000 people that was torn up by a weekend tornado. At least five deaths are blamed on dozens of tornadoes in at least six states. CBS's Omar Villafranca is on the story.
Downtown Sulphur was torn to shreds Saturday night after what forecasters say was at least an EF3 tornado ripped through the city, killing one person.
Looks like a bomb went off. It's so much worse in person.
Dana Vandiver and Donna Lewis own the Prairie Thicket Boutique. They just celebrated their grand opening on Friday. But now...
A heartache.
Yeah,
heartache. Devastation.
And the devastation extends far beyond Sulphur. A storm system spawned a slew of tornadoes across the plains, including Nebraska, where parts of Omaha, the state's most populous city, were leveled.
You come upstairs and see that you have no house, no, your home, but you're actually homeless.
Back in Oklahoma, destroyed homes and businesses were also a common sight in Marietta. Jack Fink with CBS News Texas was there to see the aftermath up close.
Authorities say the tornado that blew through Marietta, Oklahoma, developed so fast it gave very little warning. It crossed I-35 and destroyed two stores. One driver was killed when his 18-wheeler overturned.
President Biden has spoken to Israel's prime minister about the latest efforts to free hostages held by Hamas. In Saudi Arabia, Secretary of State Blinken says a Hamas delegation in Egypt has to consider what he calls an extraordinarily generous proposal from Israel.
I'm hopeful that they will make the right decision and we can have a fundamental change in the dynamic.
CBS's Deborah Pata says it comes amid fears the war in Gaza could soon escalate.
The threat of a full-scale invasion of Rafah hangs over the more than 1.4 million Palestinians sheltering here. Much of the rest of Gaza lies in ruin. The destruction on such a scale, it is uninhabitable. And there's nowhere that's really safe. Even in Rafah, there are daily strikes. Just this morning, three more. Among the dead, at least five children.
CBS's Vicky Barker has more on an aid group getting back to business in Gaza.
World Central Kitchen says it will resume operations in Gaza with a local team of Palestinian aid workers. This, nearly a month after the Israeli military killed six of its Western workers and a Palestinian colleague in targeted drone strikes on their convoy. The group says it's received no concrete assurances that the same thing won't happen again, but its chief operating officer says the humanitarian situation in Gaza remains too dire to ignore.
Correspondent Elise Preston has the latest on college campus protests in this country.
UCLA was one of the latest flashpoints between pro-Palestinian and pro-Israeli demonstrators. Dozens clashed Sunday after a security barrier was breached. Physical altercations took place, but no major injuries were reported. Across the country, Authorities detained 100 people at Northeastern University in Boston.
The first CBS News Battleground Tracker poll of 2024 finds a statistical dead heat in three key states, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Michigan. Here's CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
In all three states, a whopping 80% of voters say the economy is a major factor in their vote, and Trump has an early edge. In Pennsylvania, only 21% of registered voters say they think they would be financially better off if Mr. Biden won, compared to 47% if Trump returns to office. And more than 60% in the three battlegrounds say the economy was good during the Trump administration. Back in 2020, when we asked the same question, only about a third of voters answered that way.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Police in Sanford, Florida say 10 people were wounded by a teenage gunman who started shooting after a fight broke out at a private event at a party venue. A 16-year-old faces charges. Among the injured, Houston Texans wide receiver Tank Dell. He was treated and released from a hospital. A trial opens today in Hawaii. 17 people suing the U.S. over the leak of jet fuel that got into the water system at the Pearl Harbor Hickam military base. Rochelle Dietz, the wife of a U.S. Navy officer, is one of the plaintiffs. She told correspondent Sharon Alfonsi on 60 Minutes.
Jet fuel's not something that you would even think could happen to be in your water.
How were people reacting to the news?
I was so sick to my stomach from that news that I actually threw up when I heard.
Because why?
Because my kids had just been poisoned.
The government calls the leak a nuisance, but contends it was not serious enough to cause health problems. In Africa, a dam collapsed in western Kenya, sending water crashing through roads and homes and killing at least 40 people. Ahead of that, heavy rain in the country had been blamed for dozens of deaths. Reports say a memo from the Major League Baseball Players Association indicates Nike will change team uniforms that have been panned by players and fans in time for next season. CBS's Deborah Rodriguez.
They'll reportedly include a return to larger lettering on jersey tops, fixes to new see-through pants, stronger seams that don't blow out on the field, and higher quality zippers, as well as addressing grays that don't match.
More attention than usual at a WNBA practice for Caitlin Clark, getting to work with the Indiana Fever.
It was a good first day. It was hard, but that's what you expect for these practices, and just fun to get out there with all the girls and get ready for Friday, honestly.
First preseason game is Friday night. As we hear from CBS's Monica Ricks, another women's basketball star has announced her retirement, Candace Parker.
She made the announcement on social media saying it's time.
To be a part of women's basketball at this point, I think it's just truly special. And
she talked about the love of the game during March Madness last month on CBS Mornings.
Candace Parker drains the three.
Parker played her final game with the Las Vegas Aces last July after getting sidelined by a foot injury, but leaves the game as one of the league's most decorated athletes. She's a two-time MVP, seven-time All-Star, and has won three championships.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Cast members at a Disney location may soon unionize.
Character performers at Disneyland in California say they filed a petition for union recognition.
Oh boy.
It comes more than 40 years after those at Disney parks in Florida joined a union. A lot has to do with Hollywood. While those in Florida typically work at Disney full-time, many in California have other jobs in movies and TV. Now they're hoping for more dependable schedules with the theme park. Most of the more than 35,000 workers at the Disneyland Resort in Southern California already were unionized, but the parades and character department members were among the holdovers. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Federal health officials say three women who were diagnosed with HIV after getting vampire facial procedures at an unlicensed New Mexico medical spa are believed to be the first documented cases of people contracting the virus through a cosmetic procedure using needles. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert. And I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert. And I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
And how long have you been the producer of this?
We've been doing this for 2 years now.
Okay. And what is it like to attempt to get feedback from me about the podcast? Be honest about how quickly I respond to emails.
You actually respond to emails surprisingly fast.
Really? I think you might be the only person I respond to. Respond too quickly. Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
I expected you to lay into me.
Well, this was over the strike period.
Oh, I had time.
Yeah.
See, that doesn't count. Sure, I responded to everything because responding to you putting reruns up on the podcast was like a form of employment.
Yeah.
And I felt like I had something to get up for every day. So thank you for that. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary and it's not boring. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and maybe more importantly, on your life. I'm going to be your financial coach, someone who brings common sense and an insider's perspective on how to manage your money and your emotions. And I promise we are going to have a little bit of fun along the way. Have a question from retirement to career changes to college funding? Just send us an email at askjill@jillonmoney.com. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.